Hi, and welcome to A Touch on Relationship right here on 99.9. For the next 30 minutes, you will have the unique opportunity to get spiritual wisdom and guidance on today's most pressing relationship and issues and challenges. And if you want to listen to today's broadcast, if you have any questions or private requests, call in at 706-524-8230. That number is 706-524-8230. Or if you want to support the ministry of Pastor Rivers, you can do so online at www.gastonriversministries.org, or you can contact Pastor Rivers by mail at A Touch on Relationship, P.O. Box 106, Waynesboro, Georgia, 30830. That contact by mail is A Touch on Relationship, P.O. Box 106, Waynesboro, Georgia, 30830. So prepare your hearts and mind to be blessed, encouraged, and inspired today with godly wisdom on relationships with Pastor Gaston Rivers on today's broadcast on A Touch on Relationship. My topic is leaving and cleaving. And the reason I say that, because the Bible spoke in the book of Genesis, I believe it's Genesis, the second chapter, in the book of Genesis, and it's dealing with, like I say, you know, those two words there. And those two words, Genesis 2 and 24. It says, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Now, most of the time, people think that when you get married, that right then you're made one. You're not made one. God has to make you one. God has to join you together. A lot of times you have people that, I met this guy, I met this girl, and they're not really delivered, they're not really saved. Well, the Bible teaches us not to be unequally yoked. But sometimes you got people that come to you, and my wife, she can witness to this here. Sometimes you got men, you got women that'll go to church long enough to get you. They'll go to church long enough to get you. Come on, they'll tell you they saved, they'll tell you they love God, they'll tell you they got God. And before you know it, your emotions is all involved with them. Before you, a lot of times you're not even praying, you're not even seeking God, you're not even crying out to God, saying God is just the right one. And that was the only thing that protected me and her, was the fact how that, you know, many times she said she had met guys and sometimes they appeared to be saved, but there were certain things that when a person's not saved, it's going to eventually come out. It's going to eventually come out. And so that's the danger that you got to be aware of, you know. And a lot of times people think, you know, when you get this person and maybe they're addicted to gambling, they're addicted to alcohol, they're addicted to pornography, and you meet this person and you think by you praying with them, you talking with them, and you working with them, you know, and you've been going out with them for like 6 or 7 months, and all of a sudden you say, well, you know what, I feel like if I marry this person, they will really stop, because if I be around them all the time, praying with them, working with them, you have to understand that you are not the anointing. Come on, am I right? You have to understand you're not the Holy Ghost. You're not the power of God. Come on, am I right? Amen. And you know, to be a witness to it, you can ask someone that's married to alcohol, and they might really love God, but they'll tell you that, you know what, it don't work like that. And this is why it's so important when you meet someone and they're bound by an addiction, bound by a stronghold, don't work on them just so they can become your spouse. I remember going to the prison, and you know, you have to do 8 hours of training. So we went to the prison. There was a lot of, and I'm not biased, there was a lot of ladies that came there. We was going to a male prison. So these ladies, they came there. Some of them was pastors, some of them was leaders, some of them was all kinds. And one of the things the instructor had to tell them was, listen, you're not coming here to get your husband. She had to tell them, you're not coming here to get your husband. Because a lot of times we have in our mind, you know, if I work with you and pray with you, if I work with you and pray with you, I believe just by you being around me that you're going to get delivered. It don't work like that. There's first got to be a willing mind. And sometimes there's strongholds. That person needs deliverance. Come on, am I right? Amen. And so I want to just kind of go into this lesson, because, like I said, whatever happened to you in your past, when you was a child, maybe even before you met your spouse, it shouldn't affect you. It shouldn't affect you. But many times, I'm going to show you today through the Word of God how it can affect you. I'm going to show you through the Word of God how to even medically, you know, what you encountered, you know, what's going on in you. Sometimes it can be something that was handed down to you. And I want to deal with that because a lot of time people get married and then, you know, you like a drug.
Thank you for listening to A Touch on Relationship with Pastor Gaston Rivers today. I hope you've been blessed, encouraged, and inspired to have the type of relationship that God has for you. Be sure to tune into these broadcasts right here on 99.9 WCC to hear Pastor Rivers as he shares godly wisdom around the world that will truly help and heal your relationship. If you have any questions or private requests, call in at 706-524-823. Or if you want to support the ministry work of Pastor Rivers, you can do so by going to www.gastonriversministry.org or contact Pastor Rivers by mail at A Touch on Relationship, P.O. Box 106, Waynesboro, Georgia. Once again, thank you for tuning in today's broadcast, and we look forward to hearing and having you join us right here on WCC 99.9 FM.